Thank you for listening to The Away Game. The Tangent Podcast on Facebook. Or The Real Tangent on Twitter. See what I did there? For the people who listen, they know what I just did. Anyway. The Summit Rivalry. I gotta give you the whole background. It might take a minute. It's okay, because I have a minute to get there. Look. DeJuan Smith. I met him at an electronics boutique in Lenox Mall in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going all the way back. You know what I'm saying? To the essence. I was my boy to this day. And they had the NBA 2K, like, for the demo or whatever. I think this might be the very first words he said to me that were significant. He looked at us with the demo and said, "You want to see me drop 50 with AI, son?" And meant it. That's the thing. He meant that shit. It's so funny. It's still funny. "You want to see me drop 50 with AI, son?" And of course, he played Sean and got wrecked. But that's neither here nor there. So, ends up, we live in the same complex by Lenox Mall, the Summit, before all the name changes or whatever. It's right there by the Lenox MARTA station. So, I played games. I mean, I've been a gamer way, way, way back in Colorado. So, the gaming wasn't nothing to me. When I played in Colorado, the most sports games I played was like 10-yard fight. You know what I'm saying? And play-action football. I mean, real, real rudimentary shit. And of course, double dribble. I mean, RBI. I mean, the usuals. But Madden was a whole other level. When it came to Bill Walsh college football and then Madden, I didn't understand what was going on. See, when I watched college football, I loved it. And in Colorado Springs, it was like you had the Buffs and then you had everybody else around. When I say I was the biggest Jamel Holloway fan, it's crazy. Jamel Holloway, national champion, Oklahoma Sooner, ran the option. I loved it. As soon as I saw it, I loved it. I was in our den in Colorado Springs back on Enchanted, and I made like a drill going both ways, running the option. Seriously, I set up pillows. And I built up a whole bunch of socks. I'm probably going to recreate that shit one day for a video on the site. Matter of fact, I will. But, and then you just toss it with both hands. I love Jamel Holloway. But then, living in Colorado, Darian Hagan came. I'm not going to trip, dog. Darian Hagan is my favorite college football player ever. I love Darian Hagan. Loved his game. Game was awesome. And I love Bill McCartney for that. And I love Eric Bieniemy for that. I love that whole thing. Did Notre Dame get jerked? Maybe. Maybe. As a wise sportsologist, I haven't went back and looked. So I'm not going to trip and say, like, oh, I know for sure what happened. The record books say 10-9. Colorado over Notre Dame.
Good shit.
That was split. Which I... Anyway. Anyway. But yeah. Darian Hagan and that team changed my life. I said, wow, they did it. I watched that whole game. I taped it. I taped every snap. I watched it over and over again. There are a couple pieces of tape that I've watched over. Oh, my God. There is so much traffic up here. I'm gonna go here anyway. There are two pieces of tape that I've watched repeatedly as far as sports. That is the Iverson game against UConn. I think it was his sophomore year when he just went bananas in the Capitol Center. Or that game. The 10-9 game with Notre Dame. That's where my gaming shit came from. We started playing college football. We started playing Madden. We started playing everything. Look, he'll tell you about Chad Henne. He'll tell you about RJ McCorders. I'll tell you about the heartbreaker. The heartbreaker is at the end of the half when someone just throw that long bomb and get the momentum going into the half and get the ball back. And it happened a lot, to be quite frank. Anyway, it's a long rivalry. So I introduce him into fantasy baseball. No, I don't know what his first sport was. I think it was football. It might have been basketball. I don't know. But I introduce him into fantasy sports. And here's where we are today. Now, this man is running a fantasy league. I'm like, hey, do your thing, baby. You know? I'm happy for you. And then he invited me to it. I thought you wanted to win. How dare you? How dare you on Rivalry Week? This shit is dedicated to Smitty, dog. This whole fucking thing. Because he thinks that he can beat me in this. And he can't. You're not going to beat me in sports thinking. Sport thought. Sports psychology. I don't give a fuck what you call it. You're not beating me in this. Okay. That first game, I get it. And the way you celebrate it, I thought you won the Super Bowl. But this right here, today? And it's not over. I'm not tripping. I might have to eat a gargantuan serving of crow. But I don't think so. And let me tell you why. A few things happened this week. At the beginning of the week, I was looking, because I'm thinking, yo, I got Sale and Strasburg, two starts. That's at least 80 points right there. 20 and 20 for both of them. That's what I'm thinking. And then I got Quintana right behind him. There are a few things I did this week that I probably shouldn't have. And if I lost, I wouldn't be mad about it. But the first thing was Sale getting blown up at the beginning of the week for his first start. And I'm like, oh, shit, something might. And he got a big, and then Smitty got a big-ass lead on me. But I said, I'm going to wait on these moves. I'm going to see what happens. And usually I use my moves on pitching. Why is Adam Jones on the scrap heap? I have to use a move on Adam Jones, right? It's Adam fucking Jones. Am I bugging? No. I have to use one of my seven moves on that. Right? Okay. So, the rest of my moves. I got Fultonevich. And then I picked up Julio Teheran. Julio Teheran I picked up on Tuesday. So, he started again today. Julio Teheran's bonkers. Julio Teheran is the best player that the Braves have. Freeman, whoever included. The current roster, Julio Teheran is the guy. He's that dude. Give him some run support, and you might have an ace on your hands. Anyway, I picked him up on Tuesday. He sat there, got 12 Ks, like whatever. And I'm like, because I'm looking at the matchup the whole time. And he has a lot of two-star pitchers. And I'm sitting here like, I don't know. But I have to pick up Adam Jones. I have to. The way the scoring is skewed in this league is purely pitching. I mean, you get the same for a K as a win. You know what I'm saying? So you want the Ks. 12Ks, 8Ks, you want to get up there in Ks. So it's not about the win. And that league is not about the win. Who has the Ks? All right. So, and then the White Sox get postponed, meaning the sale is going to be pushed back till Monday. I was so mad. I'm not tripping. I heard that news. I'm like, of course, this week, this time. And then I heard today, sale is going to start on Sunday. So there's no worry. Chris Sale's bonkers. Oh, I do need to address that. Because I've been thinking about it. Okay. Is Chris Sale better than Clayton Kershaw? No. That's okay. I've dropped that debate officially. He's not Clayton Kershaw. I will fully admit that. And for me to push for Chris Sale like that, look, I'm just a Chris Sale fan. But Clayton Kershaw got 3 complete games already. And it's not even June. Drop the mic. He leads the league in innings pitched. He leads the league in strikeouts. He leads the league in everything. I'm not tripping. He leads the league in war. He leads the league in everything. Okay. My bad. I have to admit that straight up and down online. Clayton Kershaw is bonkers. But right behind him in the right next spot, it has to be Sale and Arrieta. Has to be. Which order you want to put the Chicago pitchers in, I'll let you do that. Me, I think Arrieta's 2, Sale is 3. Sale's on the come up. Kershaw, he's been there. And, oh my God. Yeah, I fucked up. Anyway. Sorry, I hate that dead silence, and I apologize. But, just want to make sure I did this real quick. Ruining it. Boom. I wish I had tape of that. That was crazy. Anyway, yeah, I lost my whole train of thought on that. Whew. Anyway. Stop it.